Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
You can't spend much time reading about training and training methods without coming across the term management. It's a very, very common term. And I had to think about it this morning when I was looking at a list of famous sayings that show up in The Week, which is a news magazine I get. And this particular quote was from Peter Drucker. No doubt he was referring to business since that's his forte. And the quote was, "Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things." Be that as it may, it was the word management, not leadership, that caught my attention, because I've been having a discussion with several people about management and the problems with management. My interest in the behavioral side of this has always been there, but it got a major shove toward understanding ethology when I was a young veterinarian in medical practice. Every week for 8 weeks, I would see a dog who had had a fractured femur and had a pin in his leg. And every week I would lift that dog, and it was a big dog, I think it was a German short hair pointer, up on the exam table, check that leg, check for any signs of infection. And during this time, the owner would talk to me, and unfortunately, at that time, I was focused on the medical side of this because that's what I was trained for. I wasn't trained to have any awareness of the behavioral and the bond implications. And so I'm thinking, fractured femur, how's the pin doing? Is there any kind of infection? And the owner's talking to me about the dog. In retrospect, I realize what she was telling me, and what she was telling me was horrifying, because her conversation about the dog was a series of statements that began, "Bozo's a great dog as long as you don't." And what these people had done is that rather than dealing with these behaviors, they had come up with the idea of management, which basically amounted to them rearranging their life around this dog and trying to create a physical environment that would prevent problems. The upshot of all this was that about a month after the pin was removed from Bozo's leg, the owner brought Bozo in for euthanasia. And the reason she wanted the dog put down was because one of the management rules they had been living by was, "Don't touch the dog while he's sleeping on the owner's bed." And one day, their 4-year-old either forgot or never knew that management rule. And consequently, the child had endured 5.5 hours of reconstructive facial surgery. In that instant, I vowed to find out as much as I could about normal and problem animal behavior and the human-animal relationship as it affects it. And so when I hear the word management, I cringe. I cringe. You know, I don't mind if someone chooses to manage dogs marking, urinating, or pooping in the house to make a behavioral statement. They want to clean up every day. If they want to live with the smell, that's their choice. I know of people who have completely redone their houses, actually gutted their houses, to deal with behavioral problems in both dogs and cats. You walk into some houses and the houses have no furniture and the floors are lined with plastic and so are the walls, because they have 20 cats, 18 of whom are sliminating, marking, clawing. Same with dogs. House looks like a war zone. And I just said a minute ago that I don't have any problems with that relative to the human side of it, and I don't. I have major problems, though, relative to the animal side. These animals are stressed. I don't see that the willingness to live like that is a sign of love. I don't see that at all. I don't see that tolerating obviously stressed and fearful animal behavior is a laudable thing. So that's one problem I have with management. The other problem I have with management is that there are times when people manage a behavior, but they don't accept what they're doing. So they do it, but they intuitively recognize that there's something wrong with doing this, and so it bothers them. And that's problematic on two counts. One is that they know there are things that they could do, but they simply choose not to do them. It would take too much time, or they don't want to spend the money, or whatever. The other is that they believe that there's nothing more that can be done. And I think this goes back to the human tendency. We all want to put ourselves in the best light. But there's a difference between saying, I can't do anything more, and there's nothing more that can be done. To say that there's nothing more that can be done is to say that nobody can help you. There are times when that might be true. But sometimes there is more. There's another answer, or a different combination of answers. So I guess what I'm saying here is that I'm not against management. But I like people to go into it with their eyes wide open regarding management as a choice and why they chose it and the consequences of it for themselves and their animal. And then once they do that, then they'll be able to accept the choice, be comfortable with the choice, and let it go. But if we just back into management by default, without doing our homework, without considering all the options, just looking for a way out, then both we and our animals may have to pay the price for that.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.